Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 16th of November of the year 2020, and your guest today is a returning favourite, Ando the Ad Commando, the Prince of Print, the Count of Viewer Numbers, the Premium Access Advertise King. Welcome back to the show.
Will Branderson. Will Addison. I'm experimenting with some names. Ando the Advertising Commando. What's my favourite snake? The Adder. I'm all about ads. I'm the man who put the ads into gonads. Literally the first person to suggest testicular-based advertising. No one thought I had the balls to do it. I did.
Well, coming up today, you'll be bringing us all the latest in former Australian Prime Minister news, which is our top story for today. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is reportedly out of his induced coma and demanding his phone and a stable internet connection so that he can leave an extremely angry Yelp review on the cafe which served him nerve agent tea when he had in fact asked for, quote, just some normal tea, thanks. Asked for his recovery plans, Navalny responded that he will focus on his health for the meantime, engaging in doctor-recommended rehab and medically advised employment of up to 10 extremely large and smart bodyguards. Russia's a bad place to be political in any way that doesn't involve praising Vladimir Putin's bloated pecs as they jiggle on a horse. You don't just fall ill, you fall ill the way out of a window. They have that charming rustic thing there in Russia where there's a nerve agent inside a cup of tea inside an opposition leader. You know that, Will.
This has been terrible for me because I just got the Russian tea account. It's going to be a terrible time for us. We're going to have to do a massive rebrand of the entire tea industry. In fact, a lot of Russians not even using the letter T at the moment. The T in silent is now actually silent. And so it's been a very terrible time for the tea industry, or as we say, an errable time for the E industry at the moment.
Yes, it's all samovar for them. Samovar? And a man has been charged with attempting to escape the police into unconsciousness after a kinetic arrest scenario that involved significant damage to police property, including police boots and police fists. The man will be interviewed after he returns to consciousness, though some suspect he resisted arrest severely enough that he might ultimately escape to heaven. Police are currently making inquiries regarding extradition treaties with the afterlife. Fun times. And Elon Musk's escaped robo-pigs have established a stronghold in the stone tunnels beneath Mount Rushmore and have declared that they will defend themselves against all comers. They're styling themselves a pro-vegan splinter group militia. And while Bob the Sentient Trash Island, Democratic nominee for president, is urging peaceful negotiations and Elon Musk has strongly discouraged approaching these pigs with hostile intent, the GOP has insisted that the pigs are a threat to American democracy and have said they'll take aggressive action up to and including nuking Mount Rushmore to ensure that the hyper-intelligent Musk pigs don't consolidate power. Are you a fan of the Musk pigs?
It's been a terrible time for the bacon industry. Again, an account that it recently came on board. Tea and bacon, they seem like such certainties when they came to the agency, but the hypersentience of the pigs has really made it increasingly difficult for people to enjoy their bacon.
That's all the time we have for the news stories we won't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because what's easier, healing the hole in your heart or taping it over with the deeply temporary dopamine hit of a disposable purchase? Are you scraping the bottom of the barrel? Depending on what's in the barrel you're scraping and how long you've left it outside, you might find half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, what you get when you've got nearly nothing left. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde, 11th in the Guys from the Skies science fiction romance thriller alien vampire soul bond series. They Came from Above is a groundbreaking space-thumping humpfest set 60 million kilometers from home. Bevlon is a reckless alien navigator from the fascistic warrior vampire planet Glavius V. On the run from a ruthless galactic government. 50 years ago, he exposed a secret Glabian plot to betray their own galactic troops and has been on the run ever since. He roams the universe selling his sword and then buying it back again. With money he gets from other jobs and from seducing powerful women for their secrets. When he crash lands on Terra 3, an Earth colony, he meets Max, an innocent farmstress uneducated in the ways of the seductive alien vampire race. Max isn't even sure she believes in sexy alien vampires, but this one has just landed on her porch. He offers to pay for his bed and board with his sword, but she needs a farmhand. And while she might fantasize about this particular farmhand's firm hand, she gets a firm grip on herself and the fact that she's been dreaming all her life about the sexy alien vampire warrior who saved her father from a government plot back in the 40-60s. Is Bevlon the man she's been dreaming of? The answer is yes. But find out how, as Bevlon has the answer she craves and he can help her find the lost treasure of her family. Together they enter the seedy world of slave auctions, battle a powerful alien queen whose diseased blood turns humans into cannibals, and discover a passion unlike any other. That's They Came From Above, and available in every good bookshop.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Last Post.
Well, that's all the time we have for your ad section today, because now it's time for your top story. Top story today, former Australian Prime Minister news. And oh, you've worked on the campaigns of a number of former Australian Prime Ministers. What's happening in the world of former Australian Prime Ministers right now?
Every single former Australian Prime Minister has actually come through my office at one stage. At last count, 275 in the last 10 years. And probably the most famous of those, Australian Prime Minister news. Well, there's new controversy over former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott being made a trade advisor for the UK. Now, the main trade Australia is concerned with is trading Tony Abbott, really for whatever Australia can get. They're willing to swap him for some magic beans or, to be honest, a can of baked beans. He was basically recruited from a notice board that said free to a good home. Abbott is technically Australia's first rescue prime minister. Harold Holt being Australia's first, we couldn't rescue prime minister, of course. Abbott was appointed to the trade role despite a barrage of misogyny, homophobia and denial of climate change. Oh, sorry, Alice, I've misread that. Abbott was appointed Prime Minister of Australia despite a barrage of misogyny, homophobia and denial of climate change. Abbott has been criticised for describing abortion as the easy way out. Now, as someone who was in the meeting when we workshopped that slogan, I will defend it. It was meant to be more positive. Abortion, it's the easy way out. Everybody likes an easy way. In retrospect, it was probably a bad idea not to have a woman in the room during the pitch, but that's the advertising industry for you, and you can't blame us. Abbott was, of course, criticised for offering Prince Philip a knighthood during the Australia Day honours, but the prince was a privileged white man famous for casual racism and sexism, and what's more Australian than that? I also worked closely with Tony on a secret deal I brokered between him and the Australian onion industry. I remember when I sat down that day with Big Onion and put the deal together. I said, you're simply not moving enough product asking people to slice and dice. What you need is someone to encourage people to eat a whole onion like an apple, skin on, chomp in, and Tony's your man. I knew Tony could do it, as I'd previously seen Tony eat oranges with the skin on, slices of Kraft cheese with the plastic still on, and he could do an impressive trick with a fantail where he'd swallow it whole and then shit out the trivia.
That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Chris. And Chris says, Dear Alice, and statistically speaking, not the Pope. That's you today, Will.
Not the Pope, although, of course, was in charge of the Pope's rebranding and his controversial merchandising they did a little while out of the Vatican, tried to turn it into a Disneyland-type experience. Obviously, Pope on the Rope being quite a popular. The Pope's soap, particularly in these times of global pandemic, very important to wash with your Pope's soap for about 20 seconds. I consider maybe do some rosaries at the time, recite the Ten Commandments. All very good to do while you're washing your hands with Pope's soap. The best soap. Get it on a rope.
You were also behind that campaign to stop announcing the Pope by belching smoke into the skies above the Vatican. In fact, you were suggesting a laser show of some kind, but you were knocked back.
I was going to get the local Vatican radio station, who played popular hits of now mixed with a bit of a, you know, retro feel of pop throughout the ages, to do a sort of sky show. A papal sky show is what we were looking for. Maybe get some you know, some roulettes to fly over the top, you know, perform some tricks and maybe shoot some lasers into the sky. But apparently the Vatican not quite ready to modernise in the way that I was hoping.
That's a shame. That's a real shame. Anyway, the letter says, why do listeners keep sending you letters when the best possible outcome is that you call them an idiot? What are they, idiots or the best Chris? The answer, Chris, is idiots say nothing until they hear this podcast, because this is asynchronous communication. Look, I don't call all listeners and letter writers idiots. I just call the ones that are idiots idiots, and unfortunately most people are idiots. That's a statistical fact.
Something we celebrate in the advertising industry, Alice. We always say it in the meetings. People have said they'll never buy this, and I said, come on, statistically, we've done the research. Most people are idiots. Let's have that work in our favour.
Everyone's
I said it
idiot
to the Pope. He said, how can we retain our flock with all the scandals that the Catholic Church has put people through? And I said, luckily for you, Your Holiness, most people are idiots.
Well, the Pope recently said that gossip was a worse plague than COVID-19. And all it made me think was like, what rumours going around the Vatican right now?
There is a lot of rumours going around the Vatican. And unfortunately for the Pope, 90% of those rumours are 100% true.
Well, thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. If you're one of our listeners in the other dimension, a quick word from your Alice Fraser.
Hi, listeners in my dimension. Do subscribe to our podcast feed. We're literally the only daily satirical news podcast set in an alternate dimension. What's not to like? We might not do everything or indeed anything very well, but we do a lot of it. Tell your friends about us. Thanks, Alice.
No worries, Alice. Your guest today on the podcast was Will Anderson. Will, have you got anything to plug?
I have an imaginary radio station called tofop.com, T-O-F-O-P.com. You can find 4 separate imaginary radio shows at tofop.com.
That's a lot of podcasting, Will.
Yeah, you can't get sacked from something that only you make yourself do.
I wouldn't know anything about that. If you enjoyed Will Anderson's episodes, go back into our feed and find more of his work. He is always brilliant. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at @alitrative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and free downloads of all of my specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sidekick and hench thug, the iron fist to his velvet glove, is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.